we are going to convene the January 14, 2014 City of Daytona Beach Special Magistrate Proceeding for Red Light Camera Violations. At the outset, I have reviewed and approved the minutes of our November 12, 2013 meeting, and they have now been executed. Do I have any announcements before we proceed?
No, sir, not that I'm aware of. It seems like none of them were resolved in advance.
All right. And if there are any representatives for the City of Daytona Beach who have not already been sworn, who will be testifying at this morning's proceedings, please step forward and be sworn.
You solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay, let's proceed with our cases. Case number one, Charles Say, or Charles Sai, H-S-I-E-H.
Shay.
Shay?
Shay.
Okay, I apologize. Oh. Okay, actually, Mr. Shay, have a seat for
sure.
A moment. Folks, for those of you who are out there on red light camera violations, let me tell you how this is going to work. As it stands already, you're facing a $158 fine for the violation. You've asked to have this hearing today, for which you are going to be charged another $50. So as it stands right now, you're all looking at $208 for this violation. Now, we are going to play the video for you so that you can see it. It's usually pretty clear. It's usually pretty convincing. And very rarely have words been able to undo what I see on the video. After having seen that video, because we'll let you look at it again here, even though it's been available for you to see online. But if you still want to continue forward and have your hearing, you could be fined up to another $200 should you not prevail on your request. So, what I find is a lot of people look at the video, realize they've already paid $208, and say, I'm out of here. And with that, we issue an order. You pay the ticket, or you can pay the ticket, and that's it. But my point is, if you want to come up here and say, well, I've been driving the roads to Daytona Beach for 35 years now, and that yellow signal's always been 8.2 seconds. Now this time, it was only 3.1 seconds. Don't waste your time. Ain't going to help you. Okay? So my point is, if you want to be heard, don't use your time just to rant about how you don't like red light cameras, because that's just going to cost you. If you choose to go forward with your hearing, I hope you do so on the bona fide belief that you've got something to say that should somehow refute what we're all going to be looking at on the TV monitor. That having been said, Mr. Shay, let's go ahead and play the video for you, and then you tell me what you want to do. Okay, so what am I looking at here? That van that just turned right?
Yes, sir.
That's right. The
little silver vehicle there, making a right turn. That's George Ingram, southbound at, it's Nova Road, southbound at George Ingram.
Mr. Shea, could you state your name for the record, please?
Charles.
Shea?
You raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
Show him one more time.
All right. Was this an intersection in which right-hand turns were permitted?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What say Mr. Shea?
Say again? So I proceeded carefully. It was a red light, and I step on my brake pedal just to see if there's any oncoming traffic, then I made the right.
And you were at an intersection that allowed right-hand turns?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you felt, if I understand what you're telling me, that you could proceed cautiously through the red light at an intersection that permitted right-hand turns?
Yes, sir.
Let's say the city.
Could you run that one more time?
I'm ready to stop. Ready.
It's red before you see the video.
Okay, one more time.
Green,
red already, see?
Orange, stop. All right.
I see that he did that to touch his brakes. Concerned that there is his radium. But I'll leave that to the judgment of the magistrate.
So you're suggesting there was something about that turn that was, what are the buzzwords I'm looking for?
I believe it was an unsafe turn.
Unsafe, unprudent.
Imprudent, unsafe turn.
I'm sorry.
Careful.
It's careful and unprudent.
Pardon?
Careful. I mean, it's not careful. Careful. The phrase is careful and unprudent. So it was not careful.
So we believe that he did tap his brakes, but we think he, and especially in the rain, made the turn too fast, and it wasn't in a careful and prudent manner like it should have been.
Okay, well, I find that Mr. Shea has actually stated a legitimate defense to this claim. His defense was that he was at an intersection at which right-hand turns were permitted. And as long as he makes his right-hand turn, notwithstanding the red light, in a careful and prudent manner, so as not to jeopardize anybody else, then under the statute governing red light cameras, then the city is not allowed to enforce that ticket. So I am dismissing this as to Mr. Shea. And let me emphasize that I'm looking at the video. I understand the rain. It appears as though Mr. Shea conducted himself in a prudent manner. I'm looking for any traffic that might have been near him when he had made that right turn. And the photograph I have doesn't allow me to see whether there were any pedestrians or bicyclists or anything else at or about that pedestrian crossing that might have caused a hazard. So with the view that I have, Mr. Shea's going to state a legitimate defense, and with that I'm dismissing his ticket.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Case number 2, BR Daytona Incorporated.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Could you please state your name and be sworn?
Alan Thompson, representative of Custom Works Motorcycles, or BRD Daytona.
Alan Thompson, you said?
Yes, A-L-A-N-T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N.
Raise my hand, please. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony
about
the truth, the whole truth,
and nothing but the truth? I do. Thank you. Okay, Mr. Thompson, let's look at your video. He's actually the second of the two motorcycles.
Second of the two motorcycles going in that inside lane through the red light.
In the middle lane.
In the middle lane. Okay, you plan on challenging that one?
Yes, I do.
Okay, go for it.
Okay. This particular plate came off of a rental bike. I run a rental fleet for Custom Works Motorcycles, and we sold this. It's a scooter, actually. And the picture that's going through there, you can't really see it, but you can see it on here. It looks like it's a sport bike. And when they sent me the picture of it, you can't hardly read it, and you can't tell if it's this plate or not. But we pulled this plate off of a scooter that I sold last April 23rd.
Okay.
So
opportunity to send an affidavit to the city.
I spoke to them on several occasions about it, and they said they thought that it was clear enough. That was that plate. But that plate's been locked up in our rental desk drawer for since last April.
All right. First off, the violation is issued to BR Daytona Incorporated. Are you BR Daytona Incorporated?
Yes, that's our rental fleet.
the Yard Daytona Incorporated your rental fleet?
Is our rental fleet, yes.
Okay. So, you're telling me what? This wasn't one of your vehicles?
That's correct.
And they just picked the Yard Daytona Inc.?
No, they have a picture, but I'm just... No, they have a picture of it here, but it's not this plate.
Let's say the city.
One thing that I would like to point out is that the... I don't know if you have a copy of the notice of violation which they received, but you have to understand that this is a copy. What we see on the computer screen through the violation center may actually be slightly more clear, obviously, than... that screen's a little blurry. But what we actually see when we review the violation is more clear than what is seen in the image. And as for his rental company, I don't know who he rents to. I don't particularly care who he rents to. That's his license plate, and therefore it is his responsibility. I personally, when I review the violations, verify. If I can't read the plate, I don't even look at the vehicle. If I can't read the plate, it gets dismissed.
So you're testifying under oath. You saw the video. You saw the plate. You issued the citation.
Yes, sir, I did.
Anything else you want to add?
Just that, no, that wasn't my plate or motorcycle.
Okay, you're liable. And the amount of the fine would be the $158 plus, instead of just the $50, $100. So the total fine will be $258. If you'll have a seat, I'll work that up for you right now.
Okay.
Case number 3, Bobby Jones. All right, hang on a second. Let's go to case number 20. Anthony J. Porcelli.
Yes, sir.
Can you play number 20's video?
Yes, sir.
Take a second. We're going out of order.
I understand. Not a problem.
Sir, can you state your name, please, for the record?
Yes, Anthony Porcelli.
Can you raise your right hand, please? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Porcelli?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That is my vehicle. I traded another vehicle for this one last May. But at this time, a prospective buyer was test driving it. I was a passenger, so I wasn't even driving the vehicle. I had an ad on Craigslist, and a few people showed some interest. I don't have the person's name. I mean, I got this long after he test drove it, so I don't have a copy of his license or anything. So I can't tell you who, you know, who it is. But that aside, I didn't think there was anything remarkable at the time about his turn, really. There were no cars coming or anything, so... That's, I don't know what else to say.
It said there were no cars coming. Is this an intersection at which right-hand turns are allowed?
Yes.
To your knowledge?
Yes.
Let's say the city. Is this an intersection at which right-hand turns are allowed?
Yes, it is.
is the cousin.
Okay. And whoever was driving the car was making a right-hand turn. As you can see, other cars are coming from the right across. All right, does the city want to be heard on any suggestion that this was done in anything other than a careful or prudent manner?
They were turning left, the other cars.
I understand.
Yeah.
So what you're telling me, Mr. Porcelli, is that, first off, you're the owner of the car, so I don't care.
Yes.
Car owners are responsible. It doesn't matter who's driving it. Because under Florida law, the owners are the ones ultimately responsible for what happens with dangerous instrumentality, such as a car.
Mm-hmm.
Now, having that said, I think what you're trying to say is, well, I think this was an intersection in which right-hand turns were allowed.
Yes, sir.
And the person I was driving with made this turn in a careful and prudent manner.
I think so.
And there were no accidents caused, no near accident caused, no mishaps.
No pedestrians.
No disruption of any traffic that would indicate it was anything other than a careful and prudent turn. Is that what you said?
I believe so, yes. There were no pedestrians at all.
All right, I'm finding you not liable.
Thank you, sir.
Case number 3, Bobby Jones. Yes, sir. If you would please state your name and be sworn.
Bobby Jones.
Can you raise your hand, please? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you must provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes. Okay. Special Master, I just like to plead guilty.
Hey, you see your video. Do you not want to watch it?
No. I already saw it in the library.
Oh, right. Okay, then find Mr. Jones liable, and the fine is the $158 plus the $50. So that's $208. If you'll have a seat, they'll work that out, and I'll give that to you in just a second. All right. Next case is Giselle D. Morris. Anyone here for the respondent? Last call for Giselle D. Morris. All right. Then Ms. Morris, as I understand the way this works, since she asked for this hearing and did not appear, it's fine, the sum of $158, which is what the fine is for the ticket, plus the sum of $100. Is that correct?
Well, 158
plus 50 plus 100. Okay, so it's
258
total. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
You
added an extra
50. Right, you did. Okay. We're right. All right, we got it. Case number 5, Lee Boisberg. Let's look at your video. And which vehicle are we talking about?
Okay.
say Mr. Beauvert?
It's not me. It's not my motorcycle. I was 110 miles away from Spring Hill, Florida, in Hernando County that day with my wife.
All right, what makes the city think this is Mr. Beauvert's motorcycle?
From the tag information that I have here. We get a picture of the tag. It's clear and legible.
Is it 58503J?
No.
This is my tag right here. That's a 2005. Okay. They're picking up a tag that was from 2001 to 2005.
Sir, can you step at the microphone so we can get you on record? Thank you.
All right, anyway.
The tag I have is 00038C for a Honda motorcycle.
Okay, well, you know what? Rather than try to sort all this out, I think it's going to be a lot simpler. Can I see the video one more time?
If you look at the height of the tag on that motorcycle compared to where my tag is, it isn't even the same bike.
Okay. All right, did you want to see these things, Tony, or take a look at them? Are you suggesting that the motorcycle we see in the video is not his?
I did talk to Officer Salt on the phone, and he positively identified the back of my head to my driver's license.
You positively identified what now?
The back of my head from the video to my driver's license picture.
We blew the video. I'm on salt. We blew the video up, and when we don't have the ability to do that here. When we did it, it looks just like him. So that's
from the back of my head.
We're not supposed to take it out.
And our motorcycle has been, excuse me for speaking, it has been yellow since the day we bought it.
All right, well, I'm going to look for the cowardly way out here. Are right turns allowed at this intersection?
Yes, they are.
Okay. And is the city suggesting this turn, regardless of who may have made it, rather than trying to sort all this out, was anything other than careful and prudent?
Well, I don't know. They look both ways.
And the brakes were on. The brakes were on. They did put their brakes on.
What I'm worried about is if this man with the tag that looks similar to mine comes up and does another violation, I'm in front of you again. That isn't my motorcycle.
Okay, well, right now, other than coming to visit us, you haven't been prejudiced a whole lot either. So, hang on a second. Let's not get too far down the road. All right. In any event, so the motorcycle, so the number you have on the tag that you saw on the motorcycle that went through that intersection was what again now?
00038C. It's on the registration information that's what's in the video.
Well, not only that, I guess if I can interject as well, based on registration information, which I was sent a copy. And I'll show this to you when I get the name. It's still Beauvert.
Beauvert. The motorcycle hasn't been running under that tag since 2005.
I understand. I just let me find your name here.
Okay, so if I understand what you're saying my tag number is 58503J.
Correct.
And it's been 58503J as long as that plate's been issued.
Correct.
And that plate was issued on December 12th of 2005.
Correct.
And here's my 2014 registration showing you I've maintained the same number throughout.
Correct.
Okay, let me show you I'll hand this up to him, but see, he's showing you your plate. It is showing.
I understand that. That was my tag back in 2005.
Okay, so.
And this is the tag that's on my motorcycle now.
Okay, what was your tag back in 2005?
00038C. and I couldn't clearly see it on there, that it's actually that old tag. It looks kind of blurry.
So we have an old tag of yours on another motorcycle?
That's evidently what they're saying. But that tag was destroyed.
That tag was destroyed in 2000.
So it's either a C or an O or something else up there for the last letter.
The picture, you really can't maybe tell the last letter, or someone maybe made a tag. I'm not sure.
This is what I'm saying. The tag that's similar to the one I used to have is still out there, and I don't want to have to go through something like this again.
And is that the only motorcycle you own?
That's correct, sir.
I'm more concerned, just as you are, as to whether or not there's something you need to fix with the tag office. And so that's why I'm searching this record to see for you.
The tag... I've been issued the tag.
And I saw that. The only reference it gives here is as you're the last name associated with the tag. That's what it's saying.
That's paperwork in Florida. That's your paperwork. This is my paperwork right there. This is the tag. That's on the motorcycle. That was issued to me. I like the other tag. They told me to turn it in.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you.
Okay.
I don't disagree with you that this one here is this tag.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that. That was shown. I'm just saying that the tag that they identified, the last owner associated with the tag is you,
mm-hmm.
and on record. And so there's the potential that as long as that keeps up coming up, that you'll be the one that'll be notified. You may want to get that clear with the tag office, say, hey, you know, maybe an affidavit or something.
We need to abolish it.
Yeah, whatever it takes. But you may want to do that.
So that can't be done here?
That's not what's done in this.
Okay.
Oh, okay. We were going to ask if that could be done.
All right. In any event, and on the basis of the respondent's proffer of their tag information in relation to what was reflected in the citation on finding the Mr. Boebert not liable. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there any paperwork that we have to do?
If you have a seat for 1 second, she'll issue you an order, so you'll have that for your records. Case number 6, Samantha Breeding. Anyone here for the respondent? Not seeing a respondent, I'm going to find the respondent liable, and in addition to the $158, find her an additional $100.
Okay. Mr. Kelvin,
but you can make a decision. Number 24 is just Ms. Welch. Is that correct, ma'am? Has asked if it's possible for her case to be moved forward. Her only reasoning is that she is in a big rig and she's concerned about the manner in which she is parked.
Line up, Ms. Welch. Well, hang on a second. How long is it going to take us to go to case number 24, officer? Is that something you can do relatively easy, or is that...
Yes, sir. I can do it relatively easy.
All right.
I want to get a ticket. That's the only way I had to get to it in the matrix. That's what I do for a living. As long as I don't get a ticket, I'm all right.
All right. I'm going to assume you're good. All right, let's continue on the way we are. Tevin A. Campbell. Case number 7. Anyone here for the respondent? Not seeing the respondent, I find Mr. Campbell liable. Find him the $158 plus $100. Case number 8. Jennifer Cortez.
Hello.
Can you state your name, please?
Jennifer Cortez. Yes. Thank you.
Ms. Cortez, let's look at your video.
Okay.
You the white car?
Yes, I am.
What's saying, Ms. Cortez?
Pardon me?
What do you got to say?
Oh, well, I was making...
Says you ran a red light. What do you got to say?
I was making a right turn in an intersection where a right turn was permitted, and I slowed down to make sure there was no oncoming traffic, and so I thought I was able to proceed through.
What say the city?
As long as no officer was there, I don't have anything else to say.
Not liable. Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
She'll give you an order in a second. Case number 9, Kaneda T. Floyd Carter.
Hello.
Can you say your name, please?
Kaneda Floyd Carter.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
All right, let's look at your video. You the red car?
Yes.
City says you ran a red light improperly. What say you?
I actually was out of town. That's my son's car. My son was actually in the ambulance, and he was the one that got bit by a shark on Labor Day last year. So actually my son was in the evac, and one of the football players was driving a car trying to catch up with the evac to the hospital. So I actually have his medical records, and it shows where I gave a telephone permission for them to stitch him up from a shark bite, and I was on my way from out of town.
Just when I thought I'd hurt him all. A shark bite.
Yeah,
well,
he was on TV.
All right.
He's okay. He was the he was on TV, and
more importantly. You were supposed to have submitted an affidavit, but is this an intersection in which right turns are allowed, do we know?
Yes, sir.
It is. Okay. City want to be heard on whether or not the turn was made in a careful and prudent manner, other than what it's said already?
No.
All right. Given that the turn was made in a careful and prudent manner, and the way the red light camera statute is written, then I'm going to find you not liable. For future reference, if somebody else is driving your car, runs a red light, city gives you an affidavit to fill out.
I did.
Don't fill out that. Okay.
I sent in an affidavit. Is that the sheet that come with your red light ticket?
Okay.
Yeah, I sent that in, and they gave me a court.
In any event, I found the driver not liable.
Okay, thank you.
And if you have a seat, they'll give you an order. Suzanne Freen. Suzanne, if you would please state your name and be sworn.
Suzanne Freen. I do.
All right, let's take a look at your video. Okay, city says you ran a red light. What's saying Ms. Freen?
Your Honor, I was making a right on red at a corner that I frequently travel on, Indigo and ISB. I'm very careful on that corner because of the raceway across the street, which feeds cars in. If you look at this film, you see that nothing's moving on the right or coming toward me. And so when I looked carefully, I proceeded to the right on Indigo.
Does the city want to be heard on the manner in which the turn was made?
No, Your Honor.
Not liable.
Thank you.
Have a seat, ma'am. She'll give you an order to that effect. Orlando Gonzalez.
Thank you.
Can you state your name, please?
Orlando Gonzalez.
Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Let's look at your video. Okay, I assume you're the gray vehicle.
Yes.
All right. City says you ran a red light. What say you?
I was making the right-hand turn on the International, heading to work that morning. I did slow down. The brake lights came on my car. I slowed down. I checked to make sure there was no traffic, and I made the turn.
And this is an intersection at which right-hand turns are permitted?
Yes.
Okay. City, want to be heard any further on the matter?
No, sir.
Not liable. Okay. Have a seat, Mr. Gonzalez. We'll give you an order in a moment. Kimberly Gorman.
Morning.
Can you state your name, please?
Kim Gorman.
Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, let's look at your video. The black car?
The green Impala turning. Green. The run when it making the right turn.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, city says you ran a red light. What say you?
I stopped this. You can make right turns at this corner, and I slowed down. The traffic was turning that way. I slowed down, turned.
So you're telling me you did it in a careful and prudent manner?
Yes.
City, you want to be heard in the matter?
No, sir.
Not liable. If you'll have a seat, she'll give you an order in just a moment. Next case, Narain S. Kemlani.
Are you both going to be testifying?
Yeah, because I was driving. I was only driving cars. So
okay.
I'm the son.
Can you state your names, please?
Naveen Kimlani?
Naveen?
Yes.
N-A-V-I-N?
Right.
Staying
with
this?
Yes.
Sir?
Narain Kimlani.
Narain? Okay. You raise your right hand, please? You solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay, let's look at the video. All right, Mr. Kimlani, city says you ran a red light. What say you?
Well, I actually slowed down, looked around the traffic. There was no traffic coming my way, so I made a turn.
Your understanding right-hand turns are permitted at that intersection?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Does the city want to be heard on whether or not the turn he negotiated was done in a careful and prudent manner?
Not
liable.
Thank you.
Have a seat. They'll give you an order in just a moment. Gloria King.
Yes.
All right. Since the respondent did not appear, then Ms. King will be fined her $158 plus the $100 additional fine.
Is that when you said something in writing? Yeah, there's a letter in there that she did.
I've read it. Stays where it is.
Okay.
turn. Did you say 158 plus 100?
Yes, ma'am. Kareem S. Masgood. I'm sorry, Masood. Kareem S. Masood. All right, not seeing the respondent. Then I'm finding the respondent liable and finding the respondent. I've got Imlana. I'm finding Masood liable and finding the respondent $158 plus $100. Case number 16, Heather McGrain.
Heather McGrain.
Can you raise your right hand? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay, let's take a look at your video. All right, Ms. McGrain, city says you ran a red light. What say you?
I turned right on red from a dedicated right-hand turn lane, and the oncoming or the northbound traffic was turning left, so I proceeded cautiously.
Okay. And this was an intersection at which right-hand turns were permitted. So that having been said, does the city want to be heard on whether or not it considered that turn to have been negotiated in a careful and prudent manner?
No.
Not liable.
Thank you.
Have a seat. She'll give you an order. Almet Miller Aguilador or Aguilador? All right. Ms. Aguilador did not appear, so I'm finding her liable and finding her $158 plus another $100. Mark D. O'Neill. All right, Mr. O'Neill, stand there for a second. Let our secretary catch up.
Can you state your name, please, for the record?
Mark O'Neill.
Can you raise your right hand? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay, let's take a look at your video. You that dark-colored car right there?
No, sir. The white vehicle.
All right, city says you ran a red light. What say you?
Well, I thought the shark one was really good because I was not in possession of my vehicle. I'm not in the vehicle. It was an impound. Not police impound, a tow company. I still don't have the truck back.
Is it that truck?
Yeah, that is my vehicle. I will not contest that.
So who is driving your vehicle?
Somebody from the impound, from Hank's Towing. I was actually in Key Largo. There's a toll by camera ticket on the 22nd. And the 22nd, I received, well, when I got back, I'd received this in the mail.
Okay. And it's send in the affidavit saying that?
Yes.
Okay, hold on a second.
It's still in litigation. William Gambert's handling it. I still don't have the vehicle back. William Gambert, to get my vehicle back. It's still, actually the guy thinks he owns it now. I haven't seen the truck in 6 months.
In any event, you sent in the affidavit of allowable defense form.
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. What say the city?
And what happened with the affidavit is that
what he's describing isn't an allowable offense by statute, so that's why they didn't accept the affidavit. It didn't have the name of the driver or the...
which I cannot get.
...license or date of birth of the driver.
Let's see if the driver did it properly.
Well, hang on. Show me your impound thing.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay. This tells you that, what, on October 22nd, your car is going to be sold?
Yes.
And this is issued on October 24th.
If you, the only way to date this is by the amount, $35, some equal amount of $3,500, I believe, which would put it back almost 4 months that he's claiming it was impounded.
Right. Okay. The document you handed me tells me the thing's going to be sold on the 22nd. When was the citation issued?
I also have a document.
August 22nd, 2013.
And this car had been impounded?
Since June.
From June? So, okay, so you're, you need to go back over there.
Yes,
sir. Let me have that before you go, then.
This is where I was.
I remember. All right, go back over there because you need to speak into the microphone.
That's another vehicle that I actually purchased since.
So, in any event, you're telling me this vehicle had been impounded from June through...
Yes.
What? Do they still have it?
They still have it.
They still have it. Consequently, that vehicle wasn't being driven by you, and you sent in an affidavit... But you couldn't identify who was driving it because you didn't know who was driving it.
That is the correct.
Okay. Did the city want to say anything more on this matter?
No.
Thank you.
All right. Find the respondent not liable. There you go. Take that. She'll prepare an order for you. And by the way, Mr. Gambert has taken ill.
Oh,
so you may want to check with his office about whether he's going to be doing anything for you anytime soon, because I don't think he'll be back at work for a while. All right. Case number 17. Hold it. I just did that. Here we go. Case number 19, Christopher Palesh.
Good morning.
Can you state your name, please?
Christopher Palesh.
You raise your right hand, you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Tony, can I talk to you for a second? Okay, Mr. Palesh, let's take a look at your video.
It's the white Ford there, in the right lane.
It's the what? Which one now?
The smaller car behind the van in the right lane. That one there.
Okay. Mr. Palesh, the city says you ran a red light. What say you?
I believe I was just making a safe right-hand turn in a right-hand turn lane.
At an intersection that permits right-hand turns?
Yes.
All right. Did the city want to be heard with regard to whether or not the turn was being made in a careful and prudent manner?
I see that again, sir. Yeah. If there's any time that I believe that the concern is raised on this right-hand turn, it would be when someone seems to be going at a speed which is the general speed of the traffic all around them. I mean, that picture is, it's not switched over yet. Okay, there we go. Uh, I don't know. I mean, I could see maybe a slight slowdown, but it really looks like someone who accelerated up to the spot, apparently trying to make the turn. I don't know how safe and prudent that is, but again, it's a factual question. I'll leave it to the magistrate, but just wanted to be heard on that matter. Unlike the once in the past that seemed to slow and float around a corner, that seems to accelerate to the corner. If you could show up one more time, please.
I find Mr. Palish not liable.
Thank
Have
you.
A seat. We'll give you an order. We've already heard case 20. Case 21, Monica Rice. Anyone here for Monica Rice?
I think she sent in a letter saying that she wouldn't be here because she's now in California.
Okay. I'll fine Ms. Rice the $158 plus the additional $100. Case number 22, Sandra P. Talbot.
Good morning. Sandy Talbot.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
All right, Ms. Talbot, let's take a look at your video. You the white car?
Yes, I am. I'm the Volvo.
City says you ran a red light. What say you?
I was making a right-hand turn there, and that's at Indigo Drive again. Once again, there's no one behind me in either one of those lanes. prior to there, there was a bike here on the side of the road, so I got over in that other lane just a little bit, but my blinker was still on. I still had my brakes on and did a very cautiously turn.
Okay.
And
does the city want to be heard on the matter of whether or not the term was negotiated in a careful and prudent manner?
No, sir.
Not liable.
Thank you.
You'll have a seat. We'll have an order for you in a moment. Case number 23, Sharon K. Utter.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Sharon K. Utter. Yes, I do.
Okay, let's take a look at your video. You the white car?
Yes.
Okay. City says you ran a red light. What say you?
I was making the right-hand turn. I thought I slowed down and stopped enough, but I assume they feel I didn't.
Okay. What say the city?
Don't have anything. Okay. Jerry, you want to go one more time?
I have my lights.
Not liable.
May I say,
we'll
I just wanted to say thank you, because now I have my clean record. I've never had a ticket. So I'm so happy.
But I'll be more careful.
Page 24, Susan K. Welch. Could you please just state your name and be sworn?
Susan K. Welch.
Affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Take a look at your video. All right, which vehicle are you?
The
It's the Chevy truck.
The truck. The Chevy truck.
The Chevy truck where?
Back it up. The orange, reddish orange, whatever, that one.
Okay. All right, city says you ran a red light. What say you?
Turn right on a red light, legally, no turn No signs posted on the red light.
And you're telling me you slowed?
Yes, sir. Okay. This here showed that I hit my brake lights on this.
Does the city want to be heard on whether or not the turn was made in a careful and prudent manner?
No. I do want to say there is a sign posted, but no.
The sign posted says what?
It says, you must stop here on red.
Okay. But it doesn't say no turns on red, though.
No, it does not. And so, that's correct. I have nothing concerning the issue of whether or not I was saying.
All right, I'm going to find you not liable. If you'll have a seat, she'll give you an order to that effect in just a moment.
Thank you.
Sabrina Wright.
Good morning.
State your name, please.
Sabrina Wright.
Can you raise your right hand, please? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Take a look at your video. You that car?
Yeah.
City says you ran a red light. What say you?
I was making a right-hand turn. The light was already red as I was approaching it, and everyone was turning north on Nova, and I slowed down, and when I realized nothing was coming, I just kept going.
And this was an intersection that allowed right turns on red?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Does the city want to be heard on whether or not the turn was negotiated in a careful and prudent manner?
No, sir.
Not liable.
Thank you, sir.
All right, that concludes our regular agenda. So while we await the last order or two to be issued, is there any miscellaneous business to be brought before the special magistrate?
No, sir.
If not, then we are adjourned.